It is your health, your wellness day here on Niagara's New Country 89.1. I'm joined by sisters Camila and Jenny from Font Health. Thank you both for joining me. I'm really excited for this conversation.
Oh, we are too.
Yeah, really happy this is happening.
Tell me a little bit about Font Health and how you guys started your own practice together as sisters.
So we started in medical aesthetics almost 3 years ago. And then people were inquiring about weight loss services. And that was a whole rabbit hole for me of learning and, you know, making sure we're doing things right. And then from there, we added on like medical weight loss, so weight loss with medications, but it just seemed incomplete. So then we moved on to adding a nutritional component. And now we just have built this comprehensive weight management program where we have like a clinical nutrition piece, we have a medications piece, we have a psychotherapy, a behavior piece, accountability piece. So it's just evolved like very quickly.
Was working in the weight loss field something that you expected to happen, or is it something that was more so picked up along the way?
So I did not expect it to be such a gap in care, especially for women. So a lot of the weight gain I was seeing led to this other piece of our clinic, which is hormones for women and managing those. And it's just, so I come from a primary care background. And even knowing primary care, we don't really have answers for women experiencing all these different hormonal changes. So that alongside with the weight gain that can sometimes come with it, just prompted me to just like do better. Like when you know better, you do better. So through like a whole lot of training, the training never ends, honestly, but I've learned a lot. And yeah, and then as I knew where my gaps were, that's when we started to add other staff members. So like, I'm not a psychotherapist, I'm not a dietitian, you know? So that's where we added to the team as we evolved.
When someone's reaching out about weight loss, how important is it to make sure that they're comfortable both mentally and physically at your practice as well?
Wait, okay, my turn. This is, you know what? So I'm the nurse in the program and everything about here is about the client experience. We pride ourselves in being very evidence-based, and it's all about what does the research tell us? What do the numbers tell us? But that honestly gives us a clear picture because people, I mean, the industry has always said, you know, it's your fault. You're not moving enough. You're not eating properly enough. It's your fault. And we've learned, and the research tells us that's not the case. So when people come here, it really is like, share your struggles with us because whatever you go through, you know, we can learn from. Your challenges become our challenges and it becomes for us to help you figure out. So the culture in our clinic from all of our staff members and anybody in general that's coming in, it's about open communication. We're not healthcare providers as much as we're healthcare partners. You know, it's really people, what's your experience? And then what can we do for you? Because it's about, there's no point if they're coming in here and they're feeling like they can't be open with us, they can't share, they're not really seeing results or whatever that is, and then they can't tell us. So, I mean, the results are there, but we want to make sure that their experience through the results match.
Thank you both for joining me for your health, your wellness day.